Final score here today, Augustana wins it 30-29. Our Paul Bunning Communications postgame show is coming up, and Carson Pike, offensive coordinator of the Beavers, with us here in the postgame. Carson, you guys wanted to establish the run. You just never could get anything going. How much does that change the makeup of your offense when you know the blitz is coming and Brandon's got to get that thing out in such a hurry?
Yeah, it certainly makes it more difficult. And we have a lot of play action stuff that we like to use, and when the run's not working as well as it should, some of those play actions they don't have to respect as much, which allows less one-on-one coverage down the field, where we've made a lot of hay yet.
You guys made, though, a couple of fantastic plays to get back into this thing offensively. The choice to go for two, I'm sure you guys spent the entire summer drawing up stuff to run in situations like that. I think you had the route you wanted, didn't you?
Yeah, I'll have to watch the tape. I thought we were a little bit late to it. They played it well, a heavily contested catch, hoping for a potential, climbing on the back there a little bit. But ultimately, it's up to us to put a ball in a great spot, and you're throwing it to your dude. Go make a play.
What was that conversation like between you and Brent Bolte?
We had talked about it earlier in the game with some of our kicking troubles that we're probably going to end up looking at a two-point conversion, have one ready. He was saying it from the get-go. We used the timeout just to get our guys' breath, but we knew we were going for it, and I was all on board. He was saying it. The rest of the staff agreed. So,
defensively, I thought, after they got the short field and the field goal to make it 9-0, I thought your defense played great.
Fantastic. In the first half, even you take away the one 40-yard run they got, I think they were like 50 yards rushing probably for maybe three a clip. And we put them in a bad spot there with the fumble as well. So I thought they were playing great at half and really stopping a run-dominant team with a lot of size. And so kudos to those guys.
David Otto is a beast, isn't he?
He sure is. He sure is. He's a load.
I was really impressed today by Max Badouris. Just his lateral movement and getting to stuff you wouldn't think he'd get to. What makes a guy able to do that physically?
Max obviously is gifted as an athlete with some really quick twitch muscles. But I think maybe we didn't get to see him as much as he probably maybe earned last year because he's behind Gabe Ames. But we've known for a long time that Max is special. And, one thing that stands out to me with that kid is he practices like Gunner did. You watch this kid practice. He is full tilt. Every rep that he gets, 100 miles an hour, and putting his body on the line every play. So he's a lot of fun to watch. Day in and day out, and then obviously game day, you see him fly around and make plays.
I'm going to admit to you, I don't like the font of your numbers there. I couldn't tell if that was Wanmaker or if that was Bolio on that touchdown catch down the far sidelines, but what a pass, but an unbelievable catch.
Yeah, Wandy continues to impress in games. He's certainly a vertical threat. I think guys discount his speed a little bit just because he's so long-legged that it doesn't look as fast as maybe it is, but he runs by people. And then certainly a humongous target to be able to put in a catch radius and go make a play for you.
Carson, thank you much.
Thank you very much.